A lot of Americans are saving a lot of money ordering prescription drugs from pharmacies in Canada, but soon that could all come to an end. Drug manufacturers, the FDA, and now the Canadian government are all working to stop those sales. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports on what Canadian pharmacies are doing to stay in business.
If Canadian pharmacies stop selling drugs to Americans, 74-year-old Betty Christensen of Edison, New Jersey, we'll stop getting shipments like this one.
They come in a package like this, and then you just open it up, and the medication is in here.
It's a 3-month supply of her osteoporosis pills.
They're in this little packet, like an aluminum packet, and it's once a week.
Now, this is a Canada Post.
It certainly is, because it's much less expensive to get this Actonel from Canada.
If it weren't for this package from Universal Drugstore in Winnipeg, Christensen would have to pay $26 more a month at her local pharmacy. And some Americans who are taking lots of drugs are saving $1,000 or more a year.
You know, we're on Social Security with a small pension from my husband's work. So, you know, we really have to watch what we're doing here.
Christensen has a note from her doctor saying her thinning bones increase her risk of falling sevenfold. Without her Actonel, she'd worry a lot more about her beloved daily walks. But Universal and the other Canadian pharmacies are under attack at home.
The Honorable Member for Charles Wood, St. James, Assiniboia.
Order. In a recent debate in the House of Commons, Canadian Minister of Health Ujjal Desange criticized drug exports.
Mr. Speaker, what we want to do is good medicine based on good ethics in Canada and ultimately protect the Canadian pricing regime, which saves Canadians billions of dollars across this country.
Right. Desange says Canada cannot be the drugstore for America, or drug companies will try to raise their prices in Canada. He's considering making it almost impossible for Canadian pharmacies to sell drugs to Americans. He's talked about making patients prove their Canadian citizenship when buying drugs, or enforcing a rule that requires Canadian physicians to actually examine every patient who fills a prescription. But Betty Christensen doesn't want her Canadian pharmacy to cave in. She wrote them a letter.
So many of us rely on you for our medications at a reduced cost. Please do not allow the U.S. pharmaceutical companies to end this most needed, valuable service. Sincerely.
And other customers feel the same. Christensen's pharmacy, Universal Drugstore of Winnipeg, Manitoba, is filling 1,000 prescriptions a day for Americans.
See here, you have a package. This one's headed for Fort Pierce, Florida.
Jeff Ewell is president and CEO.
This one is headed to Petersburg, Indiana, Seymour, Texas. We receive orders from virtually all over the United States.
Like everyone in this business, Ewell is young, 35. A beaded wood necklace peeks out of his blue button-down shirt. He's a registered pharmacist who never thought that he'd end up challenging the pharmaceutical giants.
Now, this is the dispensing department. We'll go in here.
15,000 square feet of phones, computers, and bins full of prescription drugs.
Cefalexin, disipramine, divalproex we have. Gabapentin here. This is actually a very, very popular product. It's very pricey in the U.S., and I think on gabapentin, people can save like more than 50% ordering it from Canada.
But to a pharmacist, some drugs are conspicuously missing. Medicines from some of the biggest companies, Glaxo, Pfizer, Merck, and others. It's proof of the problem Ewell has had to deal with from the day he opened for business.
The first letter I got, I'll never forget it. It was January 8th. It was a day after my birthday, 2003, and it was from GlaxoSmithKline. GSK basically telling us that, you know, we know that you're selling our products south of the border. You're in violation of our terms of sale by doing that, and you are no longer able to purchase GSK products.
Ewell actually smiles when he talks about his problems. He has to find ways around or over obstacles every day. He leans over a computer station where a staffer is working on an order to show what they have to do now to fill prescriptions.
This person has 3 medications that we filled for them. And interestingly enough, one of them is being filled here. I can see that one of them is being filled in Australia. And I can see that one of them is being filled in New Zealand.
But no solution lasts for long. 2 weeks ago, his New Zealand pharmacy warned him it couldn't fill any prescriptions for a popular blood pressure drug because the manufacturer was cutting them off. Ewell was ready. He's got connections in Europe, and he's bought a partial interest in a European pharmacy.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to say where in Europe. And the reason is, if I said, for example, it's in Luxembourg, the pharmaceutical manufacturers will go to Luxembourg and try and find me and cut me off there as well.
These problems have closed down some of his competitors, and Yule has had to raise his prices 6%. His professional life has become a cat-and-mouse game. But Yule thinks he'll win. He says there are too many pharmacies in too many different countries, and the drug companies can't shut all of them down.
Drug companies are trying to stop importation because importation is the importation of price controls.
Bob Goldberg is a political scientist with the Manhattan Institute, a conservative think tank. He suspects the drug companies will succeed in cornering Yule. Their trade group won't even talk about it. Goldberg says cutting off Canadian imports is a good thing because bringing Canadian price-controlled drugs into the U.S. will cut pharmaceutical company profits, and then they won't have money to do research.
Don't expect the new breakthroughs for cancer and Alzheimer's and heart disease or mental illness. You know, developing new drugs actually costs something. They cost a lot.
But that's not Jeff Yule's view.
We're just a small company trying to get affordable medications into the hands of these seniors. And, you know, the drug manufacturers are running around the world after us trying to stop us from doing that. I mean, will they lower their prices in the U.S. for these uninsured people? No, of course they won't.
One obstacle on this side of the border hasn't proved much of a problem. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has seized a few cross-border shipments, but the FDA says it doesn't have enough resources to stop very many. Some in the U.S. say the agency won't even try because some members of Congress and the American public want the trade to continue.
Thank you for calling Universal Drugstore. This is Michael. How may I help you? Okay, do you have any of your prescription numbers there?
Today, the phones in the pharmacy are ringing constantly.
Okay, and which medication are you looking for? Okay, and that is $112.67.
Yule is making some money, not a lot. A couple of the other pharmacies did very well early on, but most are now just treading water because of their drug supply problems and the weakness of the American dollar. Still, Yule's not worried.
We're tough up here. You know, it's minus 30 outside, so we don't even wear jackets.
So the cat and mouse game will continue. If Yule ultimately loses, Betty Christensen and his other customers lose an escape valve, a place where people without drug coverage can go to get bargain prices. If he and the other pharmacies survive, observers say they could change the way drugs are sold globally, creating an international market where buyers might order from Spain to get better prices on a cholesterol drug, or France for an antihypertensive, or Canada for a diabetes treatment. Joanne Solberner, NPR News.